What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for us to get our picks in for this weekend. Championship weekend in the NFL. Commanders and Eagles, round 3. Bills and Chiefs, round 14.
Minerals, vitamins.
Gotta love it.
Jalen Clark is white.
Coming into this week, I went 1-2-1, another push.
As did I.
How did you do?
I was a couple of missed Jake Elliott extra points away from going 4-0, so I wound up 3-0-1.
Oh. Well, in that case, good sir, you get to lead us off.
Congratulations, Rust.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like kind of an easy weekend, to be honest with you. I don't know what the hell you guys were thinking, but... Wow. Sorry, that's not often I get to do that.
Wow.
Not often I get to do that, so I got to take my chance. Let's see here. So first up at noon on Sunday, it's the Commanders at the Eagles. Philadelphia currently 6-point favorites. Weather doesn't look to be much of a factor in either game. Like, it's not going to be super warm or super cold. Both games are going to be, looks like in the 30s with some sunny skies and a few clouds. With Jalen Hurts and that knee, we don't know how it is. Look, I still expect it. Saquon Barkley is going to rush for somewhere between 150 and 200 yards, I have a feeling. But it just depends on what else Jalen Hurts can do. And we saw, I shared with you guys a stat earlier today that in the playoffs, the Philadelphia Eagles are 4-0 when Jalen Hurts throws for under 155 yards. When he throws for 155 or more, they are 0-3. So let's look for Jalen Hurts to go for about 200 yards, and I'm going to take Washington plus 6. I think Jaden Daniels has just got he's got something plucky in him. I'm going with the commies here.
Wow. With the commies. All right, go
Red
ahead.
Scare.
Sir. Go ahead, sir.
I am as well. I am going to take. Remember, the Commanders are plus 6 on the road in Philadelphia. That makes them a road dog. Look. There is an unprecedented thing happening right now. The Commanders have won 4 straight road games.
What?
With a rookie quarterback.
With a rook.
That is insane considering the implications that were on the line week in, week out. They will go for an unprecedented 5th. Give me that left hand up, the Commanders.
All right. Wait, what is
have
that?
Have you not
mean?
Seen the video?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The you've got Horse Kid for the Colts. There's like a rap video. Yeah. Left hand up. The Commander. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. So bad.
Oh, boy.
I'll give it to you in the break.
I don't know. I think I'm good. I think I'm good without it.
No.
I
you're going to get it.
No, especially with the way that you phrased that. All right. I'm going to go. Look. I want to go with Jaden Daniels, but run the damn ball. It is very important. And
run the ball.
I think we're going to see the over in this game. So I'm going to go over 47.5. And I'm going to take the over of 47.5 in this game. I think that is a... I just don't... I don't feel good either way. 6 points, a lot of points, though. 6 points, a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. A
lot of points. But I'm going to go 47.5 over. Ooh. In this one. I think we're going to get...
Offense still going to be there, huh?
Well, yeah. And think about 47.5 points.
It's not that much.
No. Especially with the way that both these teams are playing right now. So if you get like a 28-20 game, I can see that game playing out that way.
The Commanders are a Jurassic Park version of Life Finds a Way.
Yeah.
And that's their offense.
If you want to go back here... these two teams played just a few weeks ago, and the Commanders did win 36-33.
And you can talk about how Jalen Hurts didn't play, blah, blah, blah. Jalen Hurts isn't on defense.
Jalen Hurts not on defense.
So.
And better than Kenny Pickett, though. Oof. And Saquon went for $150 on the ground. I feel good about them being able to run the football. I'm just going to go with the over and bank on points there.
I like it. Jeff Rust, game number two.
Yiffy.
Yeah, so Kansas City, they are favored 1.5 at home. This one is tough just because, look, Kansas City hasn't looked like the Kansas City they have of the years past, but they still went, 15-2 on the regular season and only losing in week 18 because they didn't play anybody because they didn't have to. Still, somehow, this feels like a special season for me with Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go take my second road dog and take Buffalo plus 1.5.
Love to see it. What's interesting here is, do you know what Jeff Rust just did?
What did he do?
He just took himself out of the running of being the only one of us to pick a team to go to the Super Bowl correctly this year.
Oh.
Because our Super Bowl picks, Rust had Chiefs over Niners, I had Ravens over Lions, and you had Lions over Bengals.
I mean, this was also in September.
What? I know, I'm just saying. Yeah. But you just picked against the one team that you had remaining here. That's all I'm saying.
You know.
Just happened.
You gotta evolve, man.
Golly.
Yeah, when we go revisit some of these picks, we're there's gonna be some stuff for sure.
Yikes.
So one of us may or may not have picked the Cowboys to win the NFC East.
No, I didn't.
Well, and again, I picked the 49ers in the Super Bowl, so you know, I'm a big dummy too.
I picked them as a wild card team.
Oh, and okay.
Remember, they're
right.
My last wild card team. Yeah, I picked the Eagles to win the division.
I am also going to take the Bills plus 1.5 as a road dog. Look, I've been riding the Bills pretty much this whole season. I wanted to see a Bills-Lions Super Bowl when it became evident that that was a possibility down the stretch. I'm not going to change. I'm going with my heart, my head, everything else between. Screw the Chiefs.
Chiefs honk, you can... rest easy, because all of us are picking the Bills, which means the Chiefs are going to win. Yep. I'm taking the road dog, too. And I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. I think they're going to win the game. So I'm going to take that 1.5. I'm going to go Bills plus 1.5 on the road in Arrowhead. So Chiefs honk, it's okay. We're all picking against Kansas City, which means they are definitely going to win.
There you go. Our Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks of the season.
God,
Dusty please. Sitting at 40-22-4. I'm 40-24-2. Jeff Rust 35-27-3. All of us still.
How do I. Ties, man.
Yeah, you got four of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pushes.
Yeah, I know what Rust is doing right now. Just give him time.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to
get
there.
I got to get there. It takes me a while. There's too many damn pages.
Pushing real good?
Oh, my gosh. Well, not that one, bud.
I kissed my sister twice.
Four times.
Yeah.
Four times now.
There or two times two.
God.
So it was two double kisses.
So gross.
It happens.
So gross. Hey, you know what? That's why I'm not taking the Commanders. That's an even number right now.
Oh, yeah. It's easier push.
You guys have fun kissing your sister.
I'll go with it.
I'm not. Give me a hook.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder.
I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.